Sag mir was bei Gott Mission Beva Karba Kefet Shor Harevu Trichen Shevo Behem Hamay. A mattress and a pillow that's made out of leather. When you immerse it in the mikvah, you have to make sure that the water covers every part of the car and keset, including the inside of the car or keset. The inside is stuffed with some kind of material. And often a person would take out the material and then put it back in. So therefore, the inside of the kli is also considered part of the kli. And when you immerse it in the mikvah, you have to make sure that the water gets to the inside of the car or keset. Keset agula v'akador v'ha'ema v'akamiya v'hatfila. A round pillow that is used by Sar by prominent people. And in this pillow, you wouldn't take out the stuffing. A kador is a ball that has a stuffing. Also, you would not take out the stuffing from the ball. An amum is a model of a foot that's used by a shoemaker. Also, it has a stuffing, but the stuffing is not taken out. A kamiya is an amulet. It has inside a cloth, a parchment, with some writing on it. And the tefillah is one of the tefillah, either the tefillah shayat or the tefillah shorosh. It has a partial of the tefillin inside of them. None of these things, when they become tummy and you want to immerse it in the mikvah, is required that the water should go to the inside of these things. And since the insides of these things are never taken out, so therefore you could tovel them without the water getting inside of them, just as long as the water touches the entire outside of these things. Then haklal, this is the general rule. Kol she'ein darko l'hachnas u'l'hoitzi tovlin stumim. Anytime you have something with an inside, that whatever is inside of them, if not put in and taken back out, it's left inside of them the entire time. In such a case, you can tovel those things while they're closed, even though the water cannot get inside of them. Since the insides of them are not taken out and put back in, all you have to do is to allow the water to get to the outside of it. The water does not have to get to the inside of these things. The following, when they become tummy and you want to immerse them in the mikvah, it's not required that the water get into them. Kishrei ha'ani, the knot that a poor person makes in his clothing, a poor person, when his clothing rips, he makes knots to repair the rips. And those knots are real tight. And when his clothing becomes tummy and he wants to immerse them in the mikvah, the water cannot get inside the knots. The clothing will still be tar, as since the knots are tied permanently, it doesn't matter that the water cannot get inside the knots. V'hanime. These are decorative fringes that a person has on a sheet. And he makes knots in these fringes. And these knots are real tight and they're permanent knots. So therefore, even though the water can't get into the knots, it would still be tar. The chabat shel sandal, the strap of a sandal. The strap has a knot in it that's real tight, but since it's a permanent knot, even though the water can't get inside the knot, it would still be tar. Utfila shorosh bizman shehichutza. And the knot in the tefillin that is worn on the rosh, if that knot is very tight, that it is a chutza, that it is a chatita, it's very tight and the water can't get inside of them, in such a case, the knot is permanent, so therefore, it's not required that the water get inside the knot. And the knot and the tefillah that is worn on the arm, if that knot is tied in such a way that the strap does not go up and down, in such a case, the knot is permanent, and even though the water can't get inside the knot, it will still be tar. And the ear of a water skin and the ear of a leather pouch that is used by shepherds, the ear is the top part of the pouch that bends over. There are knots in that ear, and if there's knots, they're very tight, and the water can't get inside of them. Even so, when you're immersed in the mikveh, it would be tar. Those knots are permanent knots.